What's poppin', campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where three scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. You might notice, if you're a long-time listener of this podcast, a DTA usually does the intro, but I'm taking over today. It's just Andrew and I for this episode. A DTA might stop in later to say hi, but he's on vacation right now. He might be camping, who knows? Today, we're going to be talking about life before Aditya or Labak. So let's do our normal plug before we get into it.
All right, so we have a website. It's trailspodcast.com with all the WWs in front of that. Basically, it's a website that has all our information and stuff like that. Aditya does better than me, so I'm just gonna give you the short stuff. All right.
Yeah.
So.
Also, we have a Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. Go follow us for some updates and maybe just some tips that we might post throughout the weeks. And subscribe to us or follow us wherever you are listening to your podcast right now.
All right. I think we should start at the beginning, you know? I think we should start at the very beginning. 4 years ago.
A very, very long time ago, 4 years.
Actually, I think he was around 4 years ago too. I think I was the first one to cross over and then you came over for later. But from what before Aditya, this was the golden age of our troop, pretty much. Where it was packed full of people and lots of things going on all the time. Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of older scouts. They're all doing stuff. A lot of iconic things, such as tradition and all that, started because of them. Anything else you want to add to this, AJ? I'm just kind of like,
Yeah,
I
so
was,
just to give you some information, when Andrew and I first joined the troop, there was 63 scouts on our roster,
yes.
and now we're down to like 20 something. And it wasn't till like Aditya crossed over that we started seeing a small decline in our troop numbers. It might not be related to him at all, but there was a
Maybe some other.
decline. And so, yeah, before when Andrew and I first joined, there was the hustle and bustle of a successful troop, I guess you could say. And we were doing a lot of fun stuff, doing different camping trips, and it was just a good time. We had a lot of older scouts that have since left, and there was a different feel in the troop.
Yeah, where now it's just like basically just me and a few other older scouts. I don't know, an army of younger scouts. That's what it feels like sometimes.
Yeah, it has shifted to a younger generation, which I think is good, because for the longest time we were just very slimmed out, and it was just we had this core group. And now this core group is the last couple years before we turn 18 and age out. So it's good to have a lot of younger scouts coming up so we can, I guess, rebuild the troop that once was pre-Aditya.
Agreed.
Yeah, so
And
Aditya's not here,
yeah.
so we might roast him a little bit in this episode.
Okay. Like, oh my God, he has bad fashion taste. Like, what are those glasses he's
Yeah.
wearing?
No, but I guess before, and even when Aditya was in the troop, when he was younger and he wasn't really involved in the troop, I guess he didn't have leadership or anything. It was different. I mean, honestly, I think Aditya has come in and has helped the troop progress into to kind of lead it back to where we once were. So I guess it was good. It was just a different style before he came.
Yeah.
I remember all t we were at a meeting like before the crossover, his crossover, and We were in our normal meeting hall with the rickety old chairs, and one kid was like, "Oh, is there like an Aditya crossing over?" And everyone's like, "Oh, I hope not. I hear that kid's annoying." And our leader's like, "No, I don't think he was on the list." And then we get to the crossover. I was one of the scouts helping out, and there was Aditya crossing over. So I think some people might have been disappointed. But he was branded from day one as the annoying talkative kid.
Crossover. I think it's not because of Aditya. If you guys think us seriously, it's no. Trooper failed because he crossed over.
No. Yeah, it was just it had nothing to do with Aditya. The troop we kinda lost the older scouts that were kinda running everything, and we didn't have good transitions for leadership to keep the cycle going. We lost in touch with our Cub Scout packs. One of them actually died out, so we didn't have a lot of people coming in, and we had the same core group of scouts, and we just did the same exact thing, so it wasn't necessarily fun for everybody, and people started quitting and having other priorities and activities that they were doing over scouts, but we stuck it out, Andrew and I, and you know, we're about to and age out. Oh, Andrew's already aged out, so
yeah,
he's gone.
I'm gonna get that email out.
get rid of him. He doesn't belong here anymore. Andrew wasn't much of a physical leader in the sense of like the administration leader, but he was in the front lines leader. He wasn't in the democracy, and he wasn't an elite in the elite status.
Yeah,
he was never in the know. You know, he was just like, "Oh, we're doing this, whatever." But
works for me.
Yeah. So, who knows? We kind of just came up with this idea for the episode because we were told by Aditya that he wasn't going to be able to do this week's episode, so kind of just did a fun little thing. So, but I kind of want to have some meat in this episode and not just us rambling on nothing. So yeah, what was life actually like, not before like the jokes and everything, just like and I wouldn't say before DTO, but just before the troop kind of shifted a little bit. So I don't know if you want to tell us a story about like what it was like with the old Troop 23.
The old Troop 23 was a lot more like active. They played a lot more manhunt and capture the flag. I remember that. They did a lot of physical stuff like that, and also like ultimate frisbee. That was pretty popular. There was a lot more physical activity, like I said. But there was also like, there was like a lot more of a mature, like people that everyone was like older, maybe because I was younger then. Like I saw everyone as just these older people. I'm like, oh my goodness. But but even though they're older, they're still pretty good people.
Yeah, I would say we're definitely more active. We did a lot of activities. Like we jam packed a bunch of activities in each camping trip. And I think because there were more people, there was less responsibility for everybody. Because one person wasn't taking a bunch of responsibility because there was nobody else to take it. People would, you could easily distribute it, the responsibility.
I remembered one thing. It was like really lasted like 1 week, I think. I don't remember. It was like the worst patrol award or something like that. That would be given to like the patrol that did the least amount of work on a camping trip or something like that. I think that was probably when the patrol method was very used because there was just so many people.
Yeah, I remember. I don't wonder if we still have it, but we had these two trophies that we would give out. If it was like uniform checks or like who did the best cleaning job or whatever. And I forget what the winning trophy was, but nobody ever focused on that. But we also had a toilet, like a golden toilet trophy. And everybody would just always try to get the golden trophy. And it was like, I don't know, some sought after award. Us
Yeah, but that's
13 year old
very
boys.
impressive.
Yeah, so that hasn't been pulled out. Maybe we should pull it out again.
I think it's still in the office area.
Yeah, we can get it. But I think also a difference was the leaders did a lot more. I think the leaders ended up like they pretty much planned the camp outs. They bought all the food and they kind of did a lot. But I think even when the troops shifted a little bit, they still did a lot. The only difference was there weren't volunteers asking the leaders if they could help. Right. I think the leaders still did the same amount, but I think the difference was there were a lot more people and people were more willing to help out and volunteer for things.
You're saying like back before, Aditya, this is put things simple. The leaders were doing a lot more for the troop rather than now. Like they were like more hands-on for activities versus, which I kind of
Yeah.
disagree with that. I think there was very, it was very hands-off. It was more just like pointing, and they and like whoever's in charge of it, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, I guess. I can see that.
Don't know. Maybe because I didn't quite feel it was very guided. I don't know. It just felt, I don't know, like it was
Yeah,
fun.
it was just thrown together.
It was a chaotic mess.
Organized chaos. Yeah, we lost a bunch of leaders too. And that contributed to it because their sons and stuff left and their friends left. And we were more involved with the community, I think, too. We did a lot more volunteer around the town itself and helping with the place that sponsors us. We helped them a lot.
Yeah,
So
I
it
mean,
was just
still
different
kind
times.
of.
I mean, I enjoy both times, but it's good to reflect and have that nostalgia every once in a while.
See where we've gone wrong or where we went right.
Yeah. I mean, I can see like if we work to get more people in the troop, I think we can it will be more fun because I'm sure all of you know with more people, some things can get more fun. They can get more chaotic, but sometimes chaos is more fun. So yeah, I'd say for those listeners out there, tell us if you have any stories of groups kind of shifting a little bit, or maybe tips we can use to make our troop more engaging and more fun. And we can keep it alive for thousands of years, hopefully.
Do you have any stories about our troop way back when?
I mean, I remember my first camping trip.
Was that the
I joined on a Wednesday. It was like in April. And then 3 days later, or no, I joined Wednesday that Friday. So Thursday, Friday. That was my first camping trip. I wasn't even in for a full week,
And you're
hardcore scouter. And we went to Treasure Valley in Western Massachusetts. We had been our troop had been kicked out of that camp for over 10 years. So it was kind of the 10-year anniversary because one of our leaders, he was actually in the troop then, and this kid, he'll be named nameless. Apparently he was a troublemaker in the troop. He decided that he was gonna clog some pipes that went under a bridge or whatever. So he just stuck it, filled it with rocks, and then there was this giant like block of water, so it couldn't go anywhere, so it just flooded everything. And our troop was asked not to come back. But no hurt feelings, hopefully. And we were able to go back, and we actually gone back a couple times. But that troop specifically, I remember going there. I wasn't there for what was it, a couple minutes, and they were like, all right, you guys gotta teach AJ the fireman's chit. And I was like, all right, cool. And one of our older scouts is like, all right, here's how you start a fire. And he just put a bunch of stuff in there and lit it up. And he's like, all right, you passed. It's not how we teach it nowadays, but that's how it was, you know. And then the next day we went, I got to learn how to use like the hatchets and axes. Andrew, you were also there in that class.
I was.
Got the nickname KJ.
He like played the mods and this axe isn't for you guys.
Yeah, they told us we couldn't use the maul because it was probably like heavier than me at that point. And yeah, we did a hike. We played a game of Ultimate. We did like a gazillion rounds of Capture the Flag, and in one round they hid the flag in the woman's bathroom. By accident, they just threw a frisbee and it landed in there. And yeah, it was just a lot of fun. We had that was when we had the cook-off. If you listen to our previous episodes, that's when we ran out of food, and we had to go to the store.
We ran a
What?
camping trip. Oh, I didn't
It
know that
was,
was
yeah, we ran
actually
out of
what
like
happened
butter
though.
and milk, which is like pretty big. I remember I was a very picky eater. I still am, but I don't remember what we were having for dinner, but I was like, all right, I'm not eating this. I don't like this or whatever. And one of our leaders was like, oh, you're not gonna eat? And I was like, no, I'm not really a fan of this. And he made me a hot dog, and I ate it plain, nothing on it. And he was like, what? You're not even gonna put anything on it? I made that just for you. And I was like, all right, I'll put some ketchup on it. Yeah, so it was fun. But those were some of the times. We just had so much. Andrew was playing Magic the Gathering with his brother and another other
Oh, yeah.
kid. Me and this other kid, he had his Swiss Army knife with scissors, and he made chess pieces, and he made this paper chessboard, and we put,
What was
yeah, a
happened?
lot happened on this trip. We played Risk and everything.
There were so many people on that trip. I just couldn't keep track of everybody. I was just like sticking with the Magic, my brother, and Magic
I
the
think
Gathering. Like, all right,
it was me and this
this is
other
very
kid, and I
bad.
think that maybe it was Andrew, but we had this little piece of grass, or like long grass, and we used to put it on somebody's ear, and they thought like it was a bug or something itching them, and we pranked them there. My first night sleeping, there was just one kid who wouldn't stop talking, and they were like, oh, shut up, or whatever. Like, it was pitch black. It was shut up, whatever his name was. And I didn't know who this kid was, but I still joined in and told him to shut up. You know, just a lot of fun. But yeah, it's just a very different environment or atmosphere than now. I mean, not saying one's better than the other, but it's just different.
I feel like I couldn't get. I feel like we couldn't get away with most of the things that we did back then,
Oh,
like we did
probably not,
today.
but I think that made it fun. We're just like, yeah, that's not how we're supposed to do it, but whatever.
You'll figure out there. You figure out the
Exactly. I
right
mean,
way later
you
on,
probably
but
learned better that way, just thrown into it, kind of quickly show them. But I guess, yeah, I think it's gotten a lot more like regimental now, and it's just like go everything by the book, and we're not just like, oh, whatever. We've went from Andrew's way of thinking philosophy is just like, all right, you know, whatever, anything goes, to now we have a DT. DT is just right by the book. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just,
because
it's different.
once the DTA
Yeah,
crossed over,
this whole
once it, yeah,
thing, this
this whole
event of the
ideology.
Aditya crossing over, this whole butterfly effect, this sound wake, just, and everything's different.
2 years later, boom. No fun. Only working on
Yeah.
merit badges and rank advancement.
Yeah, once ADT came to power, you know, you can't have any fun.
Fan was outlawed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. But yeah, it's Magic the Gathering. Fun game.
True. Yeah. That was before ADT. I was taught how to play that game. You know, we used to play it on camping trips, and then now that once ADT got like patrol leader status, you know, you just stopped playing.
Then
Oh,
capitalism became more popular,
true.
right? Instead.
And then we tried changing it to communism, but that didn't work.
Yeah. All right.
That's all the roasting you can do for ADT right now. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that little off the cuff segment. If you want us to do more just of that stuff, let us know. So Andrew, you can do your thing.
Sit tight for a quick ad
Whoa!
Break. Bang.
Hey guys, it's Addy checking in from the beautiful Franconia Notch State Park in New Hampshire. I'm having a blast on vacation and I'm spending a lot of time on the trails, on a bike, searching for waterfalls and swimming holes, and I encourage you guys to do the same thing if you have beautiful weather like I do. I wanted to stop by and say hi because I couldn't let AJ and Andrew just have a blast on their own. So here I am. I will see you guys next time on Tales in the Trails. Next Sunday. See ya.
Where Andrew goes, nothing grows.
Welcome back, guys, to our segment where I, Andrew, make a hot take, or maybe not so hot take. But since Aditya is not here, it's kind of uneven. It's just two people voting. So it's going to be a tie no matter what happens. So,
wait, Andrew, what's the name of your segment?
My segment is Where Andrew Goes, Nothing Grows.
Oh, okay, thank you. I don't think you've ever said that before, so
no,
just to clarify.
I've been avoiding it. It's been very okay, all right, let's go to the questions, all right? Okay, so before you go on a camping trip, do you check the weather, you know, like an intellectual would, or do you just risk it and just like, yeah, it's not gonna rain.
I say it's kind of in the middle, I guess, but more on the just risk it side. You know, if it's in the summer, I'm gonna be like, all right, what are the only things that could happen? You got heat, rain, and that's pretty much it. So I'm like, all right, so I'm pretty set there. Or I guess you could have cold if it's cold at night. And then, in like, the winter, I'm like, oh, it could snow, but I don't see snow on the ground, so I'm all set. I'm not going to bring, like, snow pants or anything. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Most of the time, my mom's like, AJ, it's going to snow. Bring your snow pants. And so I'll be like, okay, and then I'll bring it. But if my mom doesn't tell me about the weather, I'll be clueless.
Yeah, I just wear shorts and short sleeves when it's about snow. You know, you gotta wear your shats in the winter. No, I don't actually do that. No. For me, I don't check it. I just hope for the best. I'm just like, you know, if it's gonna rain, I got this. If it's not gonna rain, I got this.
Andrew relies on other campers to give him gear because they feel pity on him.
Yes, pity me. That's what keeps me going. And I bet Aditya, he would probably say like, "Oh, I would check the weather, and then I would have prepared."
No, Aditya reads the Farmer's Almanac for the whole year. Then he looks at the a month out, and then 2 weeks out, a week out, and then a couple of days out, and he plans from there.
He looks at participation, humidity. He looks at the ratios like that.
The UV index.
Yeah. the air quality. Okay, so our troop has changed.
Oh, we're already done with that question.
Yeah, I mean, we're done with it. I mean,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. We humiliated. I guess we made fun of Aditya, so
That's being smart.
Unless you want to go more on it, you know.
I mean, I don't think there's really much. I guess, you know, do you really need to check the weather? I mean, I haven't died so far.
Just look at the clouds. Look at the sky.
Yeah, see if it's an ominous cloud or a lubrous cloud or an uberous cloud or a snooberous cloud.
In other words, is it a dark cloud or a light cloud?
Yeah, you know, you can use the old sayings. What is it like? Red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at in morn, sailors be worn. So, you know.
That's some.
If it's the red sky at night, you're all set. If it's in the morning, run. Don't check the meteorologist weather. Just go to your local weather rock. You know, we always have our weather rocks, you know, sitting out there. And if you don't know how a weather rock works, basically you get a tripod and a rock.
Advanced technology.
Yes.
Used to determine weather.
The best technology.
You can explain into more detailed parts of it. You know, it's pretty
advanced. So if you look at the rock and there's light on it, it's sunny, right? Sunny. If you look at the rock and it's wet, it's raining, okay? And if you look at it and it's kind of swaying around, it's windy,
right? It's never wrong.
The rock
never wrong.
Yes, 100% rock right. Never lies, okay? And the only one important detail about the weather rock is that if it's gone, just run. Yeah, the inevitable is upon us.
Okay, so I think we're done with talking about weather. So since we're talking about the troop and it's passed before Ditya, it used to be Troop 23, and then it changed to Troop 232 because we combined with another troop. So which of the numbers do you like, AJ?
Oh, we're just doing on numbers and not the actual troop itself?
I mean, you can do both. I mean,
all right, we'll go with numbers, not to hurt anybody's feelings. I'd personally say 23 because, you know, 232, visually, it looks good because it's, like, symmetrical, I guess. But 23 is so much easier to say.
Yes.
And that's what I was used to. And favorite number is 22, and it's one above that, so, you know.
Okay.
That's where I'm at for that.
I guess I'm on the same boat here. I always did, like, the 23 over the troop 232. I'm like, eh. It kind of rhymes, but, like, I don't know. I just never got used to it. I'm like, I'm like, what troop I am again? I've never really remembered.
Andrew thinks he's in troop 2, so.
Yeah. Troop 2 is the other troop he merged with, so they pretty much just added a 2 to the end of the 23.
Yeah, I think we should have done 223, but, you know.
223.
Yeah, but, or we could have just done, like, completely different, that don't have 2s or 3s in it.
Yeah, troop 577.
Or, like, troop 420, troop 69. You know, some nice numbers.
I was looking for a nice round number, like 25.
Yeah, I feel like those are taken, though.
Yeah, okay. So,
but are we going to talk about, like, which troop we like better?
I don't know. It's kind of rough. Like, at this point, I've been troop 232 the longest at this point over troop 2. True, our troop 23. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think I got to know more people in troop 232 than 23.
Yeah. I think the reason we merged too is because both troops were kind of, I don't want to say failing, but we weren't as bustling. We weren't bustling, and there wasn't a lot of hype around it like it used to be. So we're just like, well, why should we have two troops in our town? let's just merge into one. And you know, I think it's been very successful. And I don't think anybody's really not liked it or complained about it. But
I mean, there's
just I don't know. I think it's hard to really pick one. Because and most of the scouts came from 23. Troop 2 only had like 8 people or so. So I know most of the people from 23. But I don't know. I'm not going to answer that one because I can't.
Okay. But with the troops merging, it ended the rivalry between the two troops of the same town.
Yeah. We used to have to fight over new scouts, and you know, 23 was better at it. We got more scouts. We were just the cooler troop. We didn't even have to do anything special. We were just like, yeah, come here. And they did. Troop 2, you know, they had a whole marketing scheme to get scouts, younger scouts. I never went to look at them, but the stories of them making grilled cheeses for these scouts. And apparently the grilled cheeses weren't very good. So, you know, maybe that's why we were so good at getting them on the scouts.
Yeah. And then if both troops were in summer camp together, it'd be a bit of a heat between both the troops.
Yeah, we'd have a competition, except for we would play Ultimate together. We would challenge the staff, and we'd just be like, oh, yeah. Troop 23 and 2, we challenged staff. And then, because they didn't have enough people, we had to give them a couple of our scouts for color guard. But other than that, it was rivalry at its finest.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Does anybody else in this conversation have a question?
Oh. Pick me.
somebody to choose from. All right, you go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, so I was reading some articles, you know, as a scholarly person would do. And I was on the New York Times. They did like a summer hot takes thing or whatever. And one of the things I came across, somebody said, never ask friends to go camping. Those who enjoy camping find their own paths to the campsite. Those who do not camp should never be forced to sleep outdoors on purpose. Friendships can end over this. Camp with fellow campers and leave indoor sleepers alone. So I have some thoughts on this, but you can give your thoughts.
Indoor sleepers, they need to be taken outside. That's
I thought you were gonna end after take them out, but I don't care if you put the outside.
They just have to go. They have to go. I guess that's kind of interesting, but I feel like it's kind of mean because I don't know. Some of like your best friends are always want to camp with you, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's like, yeah, what are you gonna do without them? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take this as a direct shot to me for camping. No. I agree with them on some things. I don't think you should force people to just go out and sleep, especially if they're uncomfortable with it. And, you know, some people don't do the whole bugs thing, which, you know, people can get over it. I'd say the beginning statement, they said never ask friends to go camping. I think, like, you should, like, then I'll be like, hey, do you want to go camping? This is fun. This is something I enjoy. You might enjoy it too. And, you know, if you don't force it on them, like, I don't see an issue with asking people to go camping. Maybe it's something that they've never done before that they might enjoy, and you help them with that. So I don't think friendships will end over it, though.
Yeah.
I think that's a little extreme. Yeah. I mean, it's good to encourage people to go out and camp and get to see the side of nature that they might not see.
The great outdoors and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't really like how they said, like, oh, yeah, don't ask your friends. Just camp by yourself. Like,
yeah. Yeah, they also assumed you have friends go camping, you know.
They're on to me. They're on to me. but what did DTS say about this? You probably say like something like, "Oh yeah, I totally agree with everything being said, Miss Nate." Yeah.
No, he'd be like, "Oh my gosh, New York Times, you're so wrong." He'd be like, "Guys, listeners, go camping, have fun, yada yada yada." Which I agree with. We're encouraging you guys to go out and camping, and I would assume if you're listening to this podcast that you would be out there camping and stuff. So yeah, I mean it's fun to go camping with friends too. So we might be, who knows, maybe we'll be helping people go out on their first camping trip or something through this podcast. Maybe. Foreshadowing, I don't know.
We'll see.
It's a possibility. I think we're done with this episode for today. We hopefully you guys enjoyed this different type of podcast. So we will see you next time post Aditya.
We'll find a replacement for him. We'll get him a note.
Exactly. Post Aditya, we'll see you then.